A few weeks ago, the town of Kilmarnock held its 33rd annual Christmas parade. Now, each year, some notable is named Grand Marshal. One year, it was the town mayor. Another year, a former governor. There was even the year that a much-admired octogenarian who had been the proprietor of a fried chicken stand for decades was honored with the Grand Marshal title. What made the choice of this year's Grand Marshal unique was that he, Robert Mason Steptoe III, is the 11th generation of Steptoes who trace their roots back to Anthony Steptoe of Kilmarnock. So what makes that so interesting? Well, here's the story. Back in the 1600s, the area we call Kilmarnock was simply known as the Crossroads, named for a pair of Indian paths crisscrossing each other. Then, with the population growing, with folks ranging from hardy pioneers to indentured servants, there came to be farms and storehouses and those shops called ordinaries. The very first ordinary was called Steptoe's, named after its proprietor, William Steptoe. And so the town, in his honor, was then called Steptoe's Ordinary, but I'm getting ahead of myself. William Steptoe was the grandson of Anthony Steptoe, who came to the neck in the 1600s with that original band of adventurers as an indentured servant. He worked his way out of his 7-year debt and lived to grandfather that very first entrepreneur, William. A while back, the business owners on Main Street, I guess believing that everything old is new, decided to call the downtown business district Steptoe's in honor of that very first known business owner, William Steptoe, grandson of Anthony. But we still haven't arrived at the present name, Kilmarnock. Stories abound as to how that name came about. The one that seems to have gained the most credence points to a Mr. Robert Gilmore, who came to the area in the mid-1700s as an agent for a Scottish mercantile firm. He's said to have owned property in Kilmarnock, Scotland, and perhaps, well, it made him feel more at home to call this little corner of his new world in Virginia, Kilmarnock. Today, the Virginia and Scottish towns of Kilmarnock consider themselves sister cities. The Virginia Kilmarnock even has its Scottish Days celebrations. I'm hoping that one day the Northern Neck will have a new celebration, an annual Anthony Steptoe Day, to celebrate the man who arrived here in the neck centuries ago as an indentured servant, setting the pattern for what I like to think of as the possibilities of reinvention. Whether a born here, a been here, or a come back here, history tells us that here is the land where you can be just about anything you strive to be. Here, the land of pioneers and presidents. Here, the land of reinventors. This is Thea Marshall.